You have to be able to do anything and everything of your capability in order to manifest or execute on a business plan that has never been done before.
This is the playbook. One of the things that I tell people that's confusing is work hard, right? People tell you work smart. Yeah. But what people don't do, and this is a good example with entrepreneurship, they don't work long. Here's the biggest problem that we have in everything we do is that we can go 10 years in a venture and be 25% of the way there, and we start putting faith in what everybody else thinks, mm-hmm. that we're not successful, that we're wasting our time, never should have dropped out of Harvard, all the different things. But if I'm focused in on, and this is what this person should do, focus in on, are you accelerating and growing? At what pace am I accelerating and growing? Because here's what happens. You're 20 years old. By the time you're 30, everybody's against you and you're only 25% of the way there. But you've grown and accelerated to get there. Well, at the same pace, most people within 5 years will be 50% of the way there. Well, 99% of the people are going to quit in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Out of that 1% that hang on the next 5 years, another 99% of those will quit. And at 35 years old, you're putting faith in what everybody else thinks. Here's the saddest thing. At the same acceleration and exponential growth, you're only 2.5 years from being 100% of the way there, where everyone thinks you're lucky. Then you're only 1.75 years from being 200%. Then you're half of that from 400, half of that from 800. That's how Jeff Bezos, 25 years ago, almost to the date, was in a garage telling people that I'm gonna have a bookstore online and be worth over $100 billion and be the most powerful person in the world because I own the world marketplace. Now, let's be honest, I'm an optimist. If Jeff would have told me that 25 years ago from his garage, I would have never believed him. But all he was focused in on was acceleration and growth. The real entrepreneur, in my opinion, can work plan A like there's no plan B. See, a lot of people will get a plan A and a B like I had, but will never work the plan A like they don't have a plan. See, I grew up with nothing, so I know what it's like to have nothing and to work that way, all in. So although I had other options, I went all in.
Number one rule of entrepreneurship, stay in business. I had these grandiose ideas as an entrepreneur, and if I just would have realized that my only goal of today first is to stay in business, then I'll never fail. Because as long as I'm in business, all these great companies, including Microsoft, didn't start off the way they were. What they did is they took one day at a time and they made sure they were in business tomorrow. My first goal, still today, and I run one of the most notable sports agencies in the world.
You're the Jerry Maguire.
My goal, literally, every day after I meditate, is what do I need to do today to stay in business tomorrow? Once that's done, everything else is gravy. Mm. And eventually, I know that if I manifest what I desire, I'll evolve into what I'm supposed to do.
An entrepreneur has to be willing to not only be inspired to excel out and expand outside into our learning zone, but actually sometimes go outside of that learning zone into an anxiety zone. We have to be all in to be an entrepreneur. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I've received as an entrepreneur in order to inspire myself and others is that you have to be all in. You have to be able to do anything and everything of your capability in order to manifest or execute on a business plan that has never been done before. Have that inspiration, believe in yourself, and the universe will believe in you.